What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, 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 welcome in. I am Lawrence Holmes. This is the House of L podcast. Hello to everyone on YouTube. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. Remy, see, I got the nice Remy jacket going on today. For those of you who are listening on Spotify or on Apple, welcome to you as well. We love your support and what you're doing for us over on the audio platform. Vacation time has meant I've had a lot of time to do like more geeky stuff, whether it's comic book or sci-fi stuff, or if it's history stuff that I enjoy doing as well. I had the opportunity to go see Captain America Brave New World when it came out, and I enjoyed it way more than I thought I was going to. There had been a lot of discussion about this movie and it being flawed, and don't get me wrong, it's got some flaws to it. I'll try to give you as much of a spoiler-free review as I can on it. It's flawed, but I think it does get some stuff right. And it felt, here's where I think it got a lot of stuff right. Marvel has been so outside of itself, you know, as everything grew from Iron Man 1 to Endgame, where you go from it being small to galactic and universal problems that the Avengers are dealing with. What I've liked about some of the stuff that I've seen so far is that they've gotten back to universe building, where we're back on Earth and there isn't so much supernatural force that we don't get to know the characters. I rewatched Endgame on the flight back from Phoenix, and it's interesting, like, how emotional some of those scenes can be because of the ride that we went on with the characters. For example, Natasha being at her wit's end after the blip. Like, she's just out of control. Like, her hair is out of control. She's emotionally fragile. And you see that side of her for the first time, like really see it. And her and Steve having that conversation about getting a life, you know, you first, how broken up she is about Hawkeye and how he's gone down this bad road and how she needs to give him the hope that things are going to be better. That's an emotional scene. The scene where Tony looks at the picture of Peter Parker and then decides, yeah, let me take a crack at time travel and see if I can fix this thing and make it work. Captain America wielding Thor's hammer and that moment of it, or Sam saying, on your left. It's hard to not get emotional about because you understand the relationship that Sam and Steve had built throughout multiple movies. And so there was an investment in those characters. When Tony dies, spoiler alert, when Tony dies, we all felt that because of his arc. I think that they're doing a good job of building Sam's arc now. And it Falcon and Winter Soldier, I think, went a long way, or Captain America and Winter Soldier, went a long way to doing that too, like as a series. We are hopefully invested in the differences between Sam and Steve and how one might be more palatable as Captain America than the other, and what that ends up influencing. They did a major callback in this movie that I thought was really significant, and I thought it paid off too. And I was glad to see it, and I thought it made the movie more, it put more stakes on this movie than I was expecting there to be walking into it. And so I thought it did a really good job with it.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Here's where I thought some of the misses were. And again, I'm trying to do this spoiler-free. Clearly, we are building towards bigger things. Whether that, and I'm curious on, I saw the Fantastic Four trailer before Brave New World, and I'm intrigued, and I'm intrigued on what that universe looks like, because it's clearly not the universe that we're in as Marvel fans. But I want there to be a slower burn. I don't need to get to the end of this thing quickly. I want there to be a slower burn with the building of the Avengers. There's a post-credit scene. And let me just say this, and I know that this will ruffle some people's feathers. It might be time for Marvel to do away with the post-credit scenes. Sometimes they feel rushed, and when you have something unexpected happen, like the fact that you have to totally disassociate yourself from Kang and you got to kind of start all over again, some of that stuff is not going to make sense. Now, I know I'm in the minority on that. People love their bonus credit thing. It's Marvel's claim to fame. It does, I think, whet people's appetites for other projects. I just think that you might be able to be like, nah, we're good on one of those. Like, just choose. It's so difficult when you want to talk about something, but I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it. The movie ended up making almost $200 million in the first weekend. Is it 196 or something like that? And people are concerned, like, the, which I think it's weird. It's like, oh, it didn't make a lot of money. That means it's not good. I think this was a very solid movie. I think there was a lot of fun. There's a lot of heart. I think Anthony Mackie is strong on his own. They threw in just enough Easter eggs for us that I thought it was good. I also think, though, they clearly did another movie. There are some characters that are introduced that I think were minimized in the editing process because of how it probably looked beforehand. And I'm okay with it. One of the things felt so out of place. I was like, I'll just roll with it, but it doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense to me. But you can kind of tell that there were edits, and because what they do, like four or five different writers for this thing. You know what is funny? Like with the credits, you want something credit worthy? Look at the thanks part of the credits, because there's a couple of names in there that I was like, wait, what? Octavia Spencer is in there because I guess apparently she suggested the director to Kevin Feige. And Ralph Macchio is in the special thanks. And I don't know why. I haven't looked it up yet, but I don't know why. But just look, like I was sitting there going, those are a lot of like real names. Like those just aren't, hey, here's special thanks to Lawrence Holmes. Like, no, there's like real people in there. So if you want something fun for your credits experience, wait until the special thanks towards the end, because there is an extra scene. And the extra scene I didn't think was very good, by the way. You can skip it if you want, but if you stick around for it, look at the special thanks thing, because it's funny how many like people you know are in the special thanks. I say go see it. I think that it's strong. It's not the greatest Marvel movie. It is definitely not the worst. It's somewhere in the middle and worth your time, I think. So go check it out or wait for it to be on Disney Plus. You don't have to spend money that you haven't already spent on Disney Plus. Wait for it to come out. I do think there's one fight scene, though, I think is worth seeing in the theater. Unless you got the baller set up at your crib, it's worth seeing in the theater. And the fact that there's a new Falcon, I think, is pretty dope, too. And we'll see how all of it plays out. But that's my review. Go see it. It's solid. And that's another thing. When it comes to reviews, it doesn't have to be, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. It's solid. I enjoyed myself. I didn't feel like my money was wasted. And if I can walk out of a movie being like, yeah, it was worth the ticket and all the, I usually only get pretzel bites. But even the pretzel bites and a pop now cost you $20. But it was worth it. So that's my review. Captain America, Brave New World, totally worth it. I hope you enjoy it. Peace.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.